Jackson News. Trending now. Trending now.
A partly cloudy day with isolated thunder showers. Pretoria 31, Johannesburg 29, Emalahleni 27, Rustenburg and Sanine 33 degrees.
Thank you very much to Cornette and Rulof Anthony who've let us know there's been a fatal pedestrian collision on the N14 between the R55 and the R511 Diepsluit. Only the middle lane is open. Please be very careful in the area.
The Gauteng Health Department has condemned the robbery of 320 ward-based primary health outreach team members in Soshanguve. The team were executing their duties when four men approached them with one brandishing a firearm. They then proceeded to rob them of their laptops and cell phones. Not In My Name International has hailed the declaration of a national disaster over foodborne diseases that claim children's lives here in Gauteng and other provinces. The organization calls this a significant milestone in its campaign. And gunfire broke out at the home of South Sudan's recently sacked intelligence chief. Akokur has been under house arrest since his firing in October. Now for the latest business news. Stellenbosch Business School economist André Roux has warned that rising electricity prices and a weaker rand could hurt South Africa's economy and push inflation higher. This comes as the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee unanimously cut the repo rate by 25 basis points.
Any drop in interest rates is good for consumer spending, good for investment spending. It doesn't alleviate all that much the fact that consumers are still suffering from a squeeze, but a bit is better than nothing. And as I say, it's better to rather adopt a more gradual approach, incremental approach, than a big bang approach.
Better Bond has meanwhile welcomed the 25 basis point repo rate cut. The company's Brad Bunnell says slowing inflation is fostering a more favourable lending environment.
As expected, the Reserve Bank has ended the year on a high note. Slowing inflation has eased the way for a more accommodative lending environment, allowing the rate cutting cycle to continue. The second cut is likely to further invigorate the property market.
To the markets now, where gold's trading at 18 rand 8 cents. A euro is trading at 18 rand 93 and a pound at 22 rand 74 cents. Gold is trading at $2,685.96 per fine ounce. I'm Chanel September and I'll be back at 7 with more news.
Oh, we are a day away from the box final match of the 2024 season. They lock horns with Wales at the Principality Stadium in Cardiff, South Africa, set to end the year as the number one ranked team in the world, while Wales will finish outside the top 10 and potentially winless over 14 months. Kickoff is at 7:40. I expect one-way traffic. Springbok Sevens head coach Philip Snyman has selected an experienced squad, which includes 10 players who have tasted glory in Dubai for the first squad of the new HSBC 7 season, and that kicks off in the United Arab Emirates next weekend. The Blitzbox will face Olympic champions France, Australia and Kenya in their pool. Lewis Hamilton led George Russell to a Mercedes 1-2 in first practice at the Las Vegas Grand Prix this morning. Hamilton headed Russell by 0.396 seconds after they traded fastest times at the end of the session, having set the pace throughout the hour. Lando Norris was third fastest. Championship leader Max Verstappen was fifth. Pep Guardiola has said Manchester City's recent struggles contributed to his decisions to sign a new two-year contract, which will extend his manager to more than a decade. The 53-year-old's previous City deal was due to expire at the end of the season. And Ed Sheeran has used his status as an Ipswich superfan to help the Premier League club sign a player before the start of the season. He's a lifelong Ipswich supporter and has been a shirt sponsor for both the men's and women's teams since 2021. He bought a percentage minority stake, 1.4% minority stake in the club back in August, following their promotion to the English top flight for the first time in 22 years. And now, apparently,